Blog Talk Radio.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Remember playing Midwest on Friday nights all night long? Did you know you were writing history? The evolution of Bidwest has received warm responses from Bidwest players and black history enthusiasts across the USA. The evolution of Bidwest is an authoritative book containing the most comprehensive information ever published on the subject. It's now available at RonaldLAllen.com. The book covers every aspect of the game, from its origin and growth period to its international expansion. Get your autographed copy at RonaldLAllen.com today. Sit down tonight with friends to a game of Bidwest. Visit RonaldLAllen.com today.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you. Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Would you like to learn something new and exciting? Have you always had an interest in a subject but didn't want to spend a fortune going back to school? The Chicago Learning Center is the place for you. Learn about real estate, the stock market. Learn to be a voiceover artist. If you like to dance, there are classes on salsa and merengue. Interested in preparing a meal for your family? If so, CLC has cooking and baking classes. Want to know the ins and outs of being a handyman? Yep. Uh-huh. CLC has that, too, and much more. The Chicago Learning Center. Take a class. Relax. Treat yourself. No grades. No tests. Just fun. The Chicago Learning Center. 773-891-1999. That's the Chicago Learning Center. Call today. 773-891-1999.
From the Grammys, the NAACP Image Awards, the Oscars, and Fashion Week, Lady Ease is here to shape your curves and comfort. The My New Shapewear Collection is designed especially for women of color. Embrace your curves and look shapely and smooth in everything that you wear, from capris to work attire to that red carpet gown. Visit MyNews.com to choose your style and your color. You'll find My New Shapewear in Honolulu, Los Angeles, New York, and online at MyNews.com. Brown beauties, your best shape is yet to come at MyNews.com.
Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, all black, all news, all you.
Hello, this is Diana Long, and it's Wednesday, so it's time for art and social justice issues. Now, this summer, we've been doing a series of talks with youth right here in Chicago, some from far away. We've got a student here today from China. Her name is Angelina. And we're also talking today with Charmaine and Trimel, who are right here from Chicago. So we have been talking about what's going on in America these days, and especially in our urban cities and, of course, right here in Chicago. Social justice issues, yeah. So there's been a lot of people really bringing our awareness to what's going on in our country with social justice issues today, and we're going to be talking today about what's going on and how groups of people view each other and what are some potential solutions. So first, I thought we would take a few minutes to talk about some groups that seem to have difficulty with each other. Sometimes it's one-sided, and sometimes both groups are guilty of viewing each other in a negative way. So I thought I would ask the youth to share with us what some of these populations are that seem to have difficulty communicating. And I think communication is key. So if we could just communicate with each other, learn to get along, so to speak. So I'd like to start, sometimes like to start by giving an example myself. So I'm thinking immigration is a big issue in this country right now. For some reason, people have got it in their head that immigrants coming to this country is a problem. There are a lot of people, not everybody, but a lot of people who were born in the United States who feel like they don't want immigrants to come here. They don't want people from other countries to come here. And so this is an issue between people who are born in the United States of America and people who are not born here, who are immigrating here, sometimes legally and sometimes illegally. And I think some people are just mean about this. So this is one population of people that are, you know, put on notice and have, you know, people stereotyping them and looking at them negatively. And I'm sure that a lot of immigrants feel, you know, very tense when they're walking down the street and they see people coming at them and they're wondering, well, what am I going to encounter here? So I'm going to ask each of our youth here today to give me a couple of examples of populations of people that have similar experiences and how they view each other and, you know, what those people might be going through. So I'm going to start out by asking Trimel, who's a pretty outspoken guy and has got a lot of ideas. What are some populations of people that you came up with, Trimel, that have issues with each other, sometimes one-sided, sometimes not? Can you tell the listening population, Trimel?
Yes, I came up with is law enforcement and minorities, they don't get along. And then the different classes, they don't get along either.
Yeah, so...
rich and poor.
Yeah, so... How do you think rich people view each other, and how do you think poor people, you know, view rich people?
Rich people view poor, they look down on poor people, and they feel like they're asking for handouts when they ask for, like, government assistance because it's taken from their pockets. When
mm-hmm.
they pay taxes, the government uses that to help poor people. And poor people feel that rich people is greedy because they want to pay extra taxes knowing that they have the money to do it.
Yeah, so they're not into sharing.
Right.
Yeah. Now, what about the law enforcement and minorities? What are their issues with each other?
I believe that law enforcement view minorities as, when they see them, they threaten them back. And minorities... they generalize all law enforcement because of what they already experienced.
Right. So they feel threatened also. So they're,
right.
they're kind of two populations that feel threatened by each other.
Right.
And sometimes for good reason and sometimes not. Okay. All right. Well, very good. Angelina, what populations of people can you think of that have issues with each other that maybe need to communicate better?
I come up with two examples, and the first is people who are in different religions like Islam and other people around the world. And the second example is some people think that white people, mostly in America, and African Americans and Latinos, those groups of people, those two groups of people are different, and I think white people are hard to make friends with, and Latinos and African Americans are easy to make friends with. They're more friendly.
Okay. Was that the two ideas that you had?
No.
The religion thing and then the race thing.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Yeah. So how with the example you gave with Islam, it's very current and very hot issue right now.
Yeah.
So how do you think people who are not Muslim view Muslim people, or what's their issue with Muslim people? Why do you think they have a problem?
Because most people know about something about Muslim is from the news, from the media, but the news is only about a small group of people in Muslim. So, but I think they don't actually understand each other because they don't have any communication with each other. Most of the Muslims are kind, and they don't ridiculous. I think maybe most of us can interact with Muslims and know more about this kind of religion. And another thing is, I think this religion is, only my opinion, I think this religion, some of the things in this religion can be improved. Like some issues is very hot today, the gay issues, and it is prohibited in the Quran.
Quran, uh-huh,
and,
yeah.
But and I think it's wrong. So maybe some people who are on some who are in power in this religion can change these kind of rules to improve the rules in Islam and to adapted to the situation today. Maybe they can cancel the lines that says gays are prohibited in the society.
So they have a very strict religion that has issues with a lot of things in modern society, you're saying. Let's hear from Charmaine. Charmaine, what populations did you come up with ideas for in terms of people not getting along?
Straight people and gay people.
Mm. And how does that show itself?
Because I think some straight people think it's like disgusting for like two homosexuals to be together. Some of them come from
the
religion, too.
Yeah, so once again, they come from a background where they're told that that's really wrong, and so it's really kind of impossible or hard for them to get past that. So they just start out not liking them.
Yep.
Yeah. Did you have any other populations you could think of that have problems with each other or issues with each other? There you go. There you go. Okay. And how does that show itself, or what kinds of things come up with that?
I think it's like each race. I think it what's the word? Stereotypes.
Mm-hmm.
Like white people are better than like black people, and then we get called like in the media, you know, we do something, which most of the time we don't do anything. Shot and we get called like monkeys and uneducated and this and that, and if it's like the same situation, if a white person get pulled over by the cops, nothing happens. But when the black man cooperating with the cops, he gets shot.
Mhm. Yeah.
It's not right.
So it's a different standards depending on what color your skin is. So you all brought up really excellent examples of populations that have a hard time getting along. And out of those examples come stereotypes. I mean, everything is very superficial that we've talked about. There are generalizations. There are things that aren't necessarily true. There are things that are irrational, things that don't make sense. People come up with ideas that aren't necessarily based on anything, and sometimes they're based on things that people have heard about, but sometimes they're based on actions that have come out of real life situations, and those real life situations though have been based on things that are not true. So when you make up your mind that somebody's no good, and then you're going to respond to them in that kind of way, and that perpetuates itself. So it's time for us to take a break, believe it or not, and listen to some more commercials. But when we come back from the commercials, we're going to talk about some potential solutions. So let's be thinking about that. So let's go to break. We'll see you in a bit. OK, Okay, we're back on the air, and this is Diana Long, and I'm speaking with some young folks, and Trimel and Angelina and Charmaine, and we've been talking about social justice issues and how people come up with stereotypes, and sometimes they act on those stereotypes, so real-life situations come out of them, like Trimel was talking about things that happened with the police. Those are real-life situations, but they initially got started because of things that were not true. You know, like deciding that somebody's going to be violent because their skin is dark, and then so therefore being mean to them or talking badly to them or even shooting them because of that. So it's all based on a stereotype, but ends up being a bad action. So now we're going to talk about some potential solutions. So I want us to think about the populations that we brought up and what kind of solutions could we suggest to help with those populations? So what could we tell the populations of people that we each brought up? What can we do? How can we help those populations of people to get past their differences? And again, I'm going to start with Trimel, but I'm going to ask each of you to come up with a solution, and hopefully we won't have the first person come up with all the solutions, but just one. So, Trimel, what solution could you recommend for the populations that you talked about?
I could recommend that they, instead of thinking like, oh, I don't like this about them, instead of finding things they don't like about them, try to find things they do like about each other, or find things that they have in common, therefore you can get along better.
So if we were to be specific about the police and minority citizens,
mm-hmm.
what could they specifically do?
Well, they could research each other. You know, like minorities, they could see like, oh, what do police officer actually does for the community? You know, like look into positive things. And the same thing with police officers. They could look and see, like, see the things that minorities do that's actually positive. You know, not all minorities are dangerous and, what, you know what I'm saying, threatening.
Right.
So they could
right.
find something.
Yeah, like the other day, you know, somebody was saying, former Mayor Giuliani from New York City was suggesting to black people that they tell their young people how to behave with the police, you know, how to act and that sort of thing. And it really made a lot of black people very angry because it sort of, he was suggesting like, oh, like we never thought about that. We don't do that already. Yes, we do that already. We already talk to our young people that way. So he was assuming that black folks don't do that, and of course they do.
This situation is kind of like one-sided because, like, police officers, they tend to use their authority to their advantage. They have too much authority, and that's when they use it. Like some black people, like you said, black people have been shot. And they was doing, you know what I'm saying, the basic procedures. They ain't do nothing. They
yeah.
do nothing wrong.
They were doing what they were supposed to be doing.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And they still got shot.
Exactly.
Yeah. Laying on the floor with their hands up in the air, explaining in a loud voice, you know, so the police could hear them, what they were doing and that it was not anything bad.
Right.
And they still got shot. Like that man recently, who was trying to help his client, who was an autistic person.
Right.
Yeah, and he was a behavioral specialist, and he still got shot. I laugh because it's just so silly, so wrong, you know. You also brought up the difference between poor people and rich people. So how could we make that better? I mean, what potential solution could there be between people who have a lot of money and people who have very little?
I think that rich people should understand like where like the situations that poor people are put into. And I also believe that poor people should, well, poor people don't have really, that's kind of a one-sided thing too, because poor people just want help. You know, they don't always look for handouts, they just want a little help. And rich people just so greedy, and most rich people, I'm not going to say
that's
all.
That's maybe the key right there, is
right.
Maybe poor people could not lump all rich people together.
Right.
Is that the key?
Yes.
Because there are some well-to-do people who do try to help, who give money to organizations that help low-income people. So maybe that's what the low-income people could do, is to not generalize.
Right.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, those are some good ideas there. That's a beginning. I'm going to turn to Angelina now. So in the populations you talked about, Angelina, how could we make things better? What potential solutions could we come up with? So, for instance, between the people who are of Islam, people who are Muslims, people who are not, what potential solution could there be? How can we help people who are on the different sides of the coin, so to speak, in that situation? What's the solution?
I think the key solution is, as you said before, is communication. They need to communicate with each other. What I said before is another solution is to change something in the current. Maybe some people who have fame and who are prestigious. And these are two solutions to this problem.
Okay.
And another thing is white people and African Americans and Latinos. I think most white people who don't know that every people is equal, and they are their own world, and they don't go outside to see the fact. So, the key solution is also communication. They can travel around the world, out of America, and to see and communicate with other people, and they can know that they are the same. And I think what we think about communication is only on the surface, and I think the deeper reason for it is the fact that every person is lonely, and we only deal with people on the surface, and we don't want to know the people inside. So I think the deeper reason is everyone is lonely. So I've heard of a person who said that the deepest love is from the loneliness. If a person who loves another person, and the reason is he knows that another person has the loneliness, and he understands another person, and he wants to interact with him. So I think it's a different reason.
Okay. Or even if you can't travel around the world, leave your neighborhood or just go next door.
Yeah.
So there's people of all kinds everywhere. So thank you very much. And now I want to talk to Charmaine. So the populations that you brought up, what are some potential solutions for these people to get along better, these populations that you mentioned earlier, Charmaine? What can they do?
place I can, they can still believe in their religion to a certain extent and just understand, deep people. Just because in your religion you have to follow, the Bible. Just because the Bible says God doesn't like homosexuals or something like that in the Bible, it says. And just because God saying that doesn't mean you have to follow it. You should just understand them.
Does the Bible say that God loves everyone? No. Would it be a good idea for people to meet each other? Because, a lot of times straight people who really don't like gay people don't know any gay people, don't you think? What if they were to meet?
I think it would be a good idea for them to understand.
Mm-hmm.
And same for the gay people.
Mm-hmm.
So those, yeah.
Because how do you develop tolerance? It helps to know each other, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So did you have any other solution ideas?
The white people and black people, I think for the ones who are racist, to be racist.
That's how we got that way, right?
Yep.
Yeah. And most of us are. It's really hard not to be. It just depends on what degree we are. And we have to work at it. So it seems like communication is a theme through what everybody talked about today, that we need to communicate with each other. One of the themes at the Urban Art Retreat we talk about a lot is we say, step out of your comfort zone. So everybody has a comfort zone where they feel safe and secure and they don't have to explain themselves and they don't have to, do anything out of the ordinary. They don't have to exert themselves. And then every time you step out of that little box of comfort, you have to make a little effort. But the effort is worthwhile. It's about cooperating with other people and listening to other people and learning about other people and, making a little effort to be a part of the world. And so that's what we mean when we say step out of your comfort zone. So don't just stay where it's easy, but make a little effort to be a part of the world and learn about new people and try new things and try to be a part of the solution. Or you're part of the problem. That's right. So that's also one of my favorite sayings. If you're part of the problem or you're part of the solution. So we can all be a part of the solution. So I want to thank everybody for their time today. And I appreciate you being here. And I appreciate you being so prepared also. I think you all did really think about it ahead of time. And I hope that you'll go and all talk to other people about what we talked about today, because that's the idea. If you just leave it here, nobody knows. Thank you very much, and keep the faith. Okay, bye-bye now.